Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and it must be Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services, Al Fulton, every
fourth Monday
between 2 and 3.
Dave, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Al, I haven't seen you for a while.
The holidays.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew, but you got a haircut, new glasses, you got an iPad, you're ready to go.
I am.
I can't believe I got an iPad.
I see that. That great tool.
It really is. I like it a lot, actually.
It is. It's portable, and it boots instantly, and yeah. your data's right there. Your email, your contacts, calendar. It's almost a perfect device.
I have a thing called Pages and Numbers. It's like a Word equivalent.
No.
Office equivalent. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it. And Notability, which you can have notes and you can, you know, the touch screen, you can write stuff with
yes.
your finger.
Yes.
It's really cool stuff. And I don't know, everyone should get one of these. I do like tax research on this and everything.
Exactly. It's a very good tool for browsing the internet and collaboration, communicating with other members.
Very cool stuff. So Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services. This is going to be, wow, you're just rolling with the biz. Things are going well.
Yes.
Wow. And let's see, a signature event is coming up too, right?
Yes.
February, I think.
Yes, February 4th, Monday night from 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, those are always good.
Yes.
I like, that's Networking Phoenix?
Yes.
Yeah. Gelly.
Yes, and if you go to networkingphoenix.com, you can register and take a look at the pre-show event or pre-event event.
The pre-event event.
Yes.
And, wow.
And they're Gelly Akinblit. She was
yeah.
on the radio. Or sorry, she was on TV this morning.
Oh, was she really?
Channel 15, yes.
What was she doing?
Talking about Networking Phoenix.
That is very cool stuff. Yeah, she's a nice lady, no doubt about it. So so this show is all, well, it's a sort of a variety show, right? You got a lot of stuff usually going on this show from how to network, talking about IT stuff, a lot of coaching, a lot of information. You've had a lot of great guests as well.
Yes. A couple prior guests, Sharon Lechter, the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
Dave Sherman of Sherman Speaks, I believe, or Dave Sherman
or
Speaks.
The Shermanator.
Or,
oh, no, that was a movie.
The Shermanator.
Remember that?
Terminator?
No, Shermanator.
No.
Tom, you remember that. It was the American Pie. American, high reunion stuff.
Oh, got it. Yes.
Or, you know, with Jason Biggs, I think his name is.
I've forgotten entirely. Yes.
I am the Shermanator. Isn't that what they called them, Tommy? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's last we'll talk about that. Okay.
Yes.
So, anyway, a lot of great guests, and you have a great guest as well today, a returning
yes.
veteran.
Yes. We have, and I'll go ahead and announce it, we
yes.
have Susan Marichon of the Techie Mentor.
Hey, Susan.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Long time no talk.
Yes. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Happy belated holidays.
That's right. Yeah, and it's already the end of the month. What's going on here? We're almost to New Year's Eve again.
Well, she'll wait until November, then say happy Easter.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
that's right. Good point. So this is great. So Al and Susan together again.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, even though it's she's not here in the studio with us today. She is joining us via phone. And welcome, and thanks for being a guest today.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. I certainly enjoy this. This is a lot of fun.
Well, this is great, and you're always so good at this and so helpful to so many people. And especially, you know, with the new year coming, a lot of new stuff happens, and people start new businesses, people with old businesses or existing businesses need new ways of looking at their businesses. Everyone wants to do very well in 2013. So why don't we get started on this? I know one of the themes here is starting an online business? Is that what we're going to talk about?
I Yes, I
Al
believe.
Al or Susan?
Susan,
oh,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if you were asking me or if you were asking Al. Yes, starting an online business is one of our topics for today.
Excellent. So I think that's really important. People pay attention to really understand what's going on, what they can do to improve. So where do you want to start? I know I recently converted some websites to WordPress. Is that a good place to start?
I think that's a great place to start. So let's just backpedal for a minute, if we can. As you said, you know, now is the beginning of a new year. A lot of people are deciding to maybe venture out on their own, or because of the economy, maybe they've decided to start their own business. And really, starting an online business today isn't like starting a brick-and-mortar business. You really need some type of cash flow to get started, but you don't need to go and have a venture capitalist or a small business loan in a lot of instances to start a small business. But there are a few things that really you must have to have what you call an online presence. So think of it like the phone book. You need to have a calling card, and that's what your website will do for you. So as you mentioned, Dave, you have a WordPress site. And WordPress right now is really the most popular tool for people to build websites on, because it is pretty user-friendly, and you don't have to be a developer to understand how to use it. And the best thing is it's also free, so you don't have to pay for it. It's called open source architecture, which means it's free, and you can get a lot of other pieces, which are known as plugins, to increase your functionality. Again, a lot of those are free. So you don't have to necessarily pay a website developer a lot of money to get yourself started.
Wow, so that makes it a lot easier. So, and those who want to be daring and try to do their own website, I guess, can do that. But are you a big fan of that, Susan and Al, to do your own website? I'm not a big fan of that. I think, hey, get someone that knows how to do a website, because I don't.
Right. It usually takes many, many more hours and figuring out the tricks. So to do something that a person who is versed in a program would take maybe 10 minutes, it would take someone who's trying to learn the program, then implement it, then go back and tweak it, then go back and make the changes, and then do it right, it'll take hours and hours.
That's assuming you're creative.
Correct.
You have to design it, too, and you have to look ahead what it might ultimately look like. What other pieces do you want?
Right, and then there's the graphics design, there's colors, there's the different plugins and how they interact with other plugins. Absolutely, I leave it to the professionals, yes.
And then if something goes wrong, who do you call? Oh, call myself. Oh, that's not going to work. So, I mean, I know who I call. I call Al or Christian. And you guys are always there. So.
Yes. And Susan has a lot of experience in this as well. So something I will announce later coming up is more details later. But I'll let Susan continue with the show. Go ahead.
Oh, excellent. So, Susan, does that make sense to you that it's one thing to, you know, understand WordPress is certainly most popular, open source, and fairly easy to use. But, you know, still with someone that doesn't know exactly website design, that might be challenging.
You're correct. You know, I was blessed because I came from an IT background, so, you know, software was easy for me. But for those who are just starting out, they're already probably overwhelmed by just starting a business. You know, don't add on top of that trying to do your own website. And, you know, a lot of people are cash strapped, right, when they're starting a brand new business. So a little hint would be, instead of doing a what we call a brochure-type website, you could just do a landing page website, which would just be one page of information about yourself and your business, and then give their visitors something free, right? Give them what we call a free offer, a taste of what you have to offer. And this is nice because then you can build your list, your contacts, if you will. So when people come to your website, they can read a little bit about you. They can get what you have to offer for free to learn more about you. And you can also put something on there saying, okay, you know, more information to come, something of that sort. But at least you get online. What I see a lot Dave and Elle, is a lot of people get overwhelmed with technology, so they don't do anything, right? So they just sit on it because they don't know what to do. And so, you know, again, it doesn't cost a lot of money to get a one-page WordPress site up and running, to at least start building a list and at least start sending people to your website, whether it's through, you know, social media or networking, and that way you can start building your list. Does that make sense?
Totally, yeah. So a landing page is a good way to start. At least have something is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, because a lot of people just don't do anything. And, you know, I mean, in reality, you really do need to have a website now with the way everything is in business, because most people, that's the first place they're going to look. You know, you used to look in the phone book, and everybody looks on Google or Yahoo to try to find information. So you need to have something out there. And same thing. I mean, you don't even really need to have business cards if you're really starting out. As long as you have a website, you can send people to your website for more information.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, if you give a business card out or if you give a brochure, they can usually, or they usually end up in the waste paper basket. Mm-hmm. But you can't throw away the website unless you throw away the computer. And they're not throwing away the computer, right, Al?
Not a good idea.
So I think that's a very good idea, to really focus on a website, at least start off with the landing page at a minimum. How long would something like that take, just to do a landing page?
You know, really, if someone can write the content, and, you know, it doesn't have to be anything really elaborate, you know, that could take an hour, really. I mean, because you can have, again, let's just think, okay, you know, I'm cash strapped. I really can't afford to create, a really fancy logo and all of these other things. But if I can use PowerPoint and get some ideas on how to create a simple text logo, I could create that with the colors that I like, right? I could make sure I have my domain name, right? You have to make sure you have your domain name purchased, whatever the name of your business is going to be.
But that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. You can go to GoDaddy.
I can even do that. Really, I did. I did the other day.
He did.
I think of names, and I just say, oh, I'll reserve this name.
That's a good idea, because people are snagging them up left and right. So if you have a good one, definitely go out and pay $9.99 to grab it, even if it's just for a year.
What was that name? It was a really good one. I'm going to have to, in a few minutes, I'll check that out. But I thought, I was surprised it wasn't taken, and I grabbed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I can't remember.
It must,
couldn't have been that good if I don't remember it. I'm going to go online right now. So, okay, keep going, Susan, and I'm going to check out my GoDaddy account.
Okay, so, you know, you go out and you purchase your domain name, and then the second thing you need to do, really, is just get some hosting. Now, you can self-host, which means you can use a hosting company like a GoDaddy or a HostGator, or, I mean, there's lots of them, Bluehost, HostMonster, and you can set up a hosting account, which, I mean, literally can run you anywhere from $3 to $15 a month. And then once you've done that, you would install your WordPress, have someone install your WordPress and provide them the content and any logos or colors or graphics that you have. And they could put that up for you, I would say, within a couple of hours at most. And the other thing that you'd need to have is some type of free offer to offer to the people that come to your website, whatever that might be. Could be a document, could be a template, could be a checklist, could be a video series, could be an audio series. You know, whatever you feel comfortable creating. And then the last thing you really need is a list management service, like a Constant Contact or an AWeber or a MailChimp. And that's just to capture the people's information when they put in their contact info to get your free offer.
So
I mean, at a bare minimum, you could get things rolling with those few items.
Wow, that doesn't take long at all.
No, an afternoon.
Why do you think people don't do it?
Because they get overwhelmed.
You're probably right.
Or they just simply don't know the details that she just shared, how simple it is to first register your domain. Then if you have your content together and your colors, or just even go to one of the WordPress theme selections, choose, you know, be prepared. And almost like a CPA, you just give the information to the person who's going to design the WordPress, and then they take it from there. So 30 minutes of prep, and 3 hours later, the site's up.
Wow.
The people I talk to, they're not really over. They are overwhelmed because they don't know where to start. They just don't have the information, and they think it's going to cost them a lot of money. And both of those misnomers, Susan, just...
Dispelled those rumors.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I found out the website. I mean, the domain name. Ready?
Okay. What is it?
You know, we're on 5 days a week now. Did you know that, Susan?
I did.
Wow. Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. We have the magazine show every Thursday, 2 to 4. Heavy in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I had some top stars on already. Judd Apatow, Kevin Smith, Tina Lifford from the NBC hit series Parenthood. Wow. It goes on and on. But on one of our sports shows on Wednesday from 2 to 3, since hockey is back, we wanted to label it Real Hockey Talk because, we're Real Hockey Talk. A lot of stations out here, you know, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you know, talking about girlfriends of the hockey players, but nothing in substance. So Real Hockey Talk. So I said, I wonder if that's taken. RealHockeyTalk.com wasn't taken. How is that possible, Al?
You're innovative.
No, but I mean, how is that possible? That's true. But how could that domain name not be taken? Real Hockey Talk.
No one has thought about it.
That's amazing, that's right. Though. No, right, Susan? I mean, is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that I was shocked it was open. Usually all the good names are taken, right?
I agree.
Pretty amazing. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Susan Marichon and Al Fulton. This is a Breakthrough Networking, NetOne Services, Al Fulton, and we'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Monday from 2 to 3, Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services, starring Mr. Al Fulton. Al, how are you?
Good. I was still singing its tune, a jingle in my head. Sorry.
Hey, yeah, that was a good one, isn't it? And, of course, Susan Marichon, techie mentor, as our special guest on the phone. Did anyone see Blue Valentine, by the way, of the movie? Blue Valentine, no?
Nope.
Ryan Goslich and Michelle Williams.
And, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty good. They co-produced it, and I thought, oh, I wonder if they're going out. He used to go out with Rachel McAdams, remember, from Notebook. They were...
Yeah,
now Michelle Williams. Oh, wow. She's pretty cute. Anyway, okay, back to starting an online business. So we went over a lot of things. WordPress, it's the most popular. It's open source. At least do something. One page of information called a landing page. At least do that. Give a free offer. I like what you said, Susan. A taste of what you have. That's how you look at it. What do you have?
Yeah.
Can you give a taste of that? If you're a restaurant, that's easy, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that would be cool. Domain names, self-hosted. Go over that again. Explain that a little bit more. Self-hosted versus, someone hosting for you. How do you self-host it?
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, you know, when you work in a corporate environment, and most people probably may not know this, but, you know, they have large servers that house all your email and everything. So everything goes into that domain name. So, for instance, if you work for Amazon, right, Amazon.com, your email is usually, you know, Susan@Amazon.com. Well, excuse me. When you purchase your domain, like the Techie Mentor in my instance, you want to host that somewhere. It has to be on a server. Now, most people don't have servers in their home, so you need to go to a reputable firm to host that domain for you so you can build your website, right? Because everything is on the Internet. Everything is server-based, right?
Right.
Now, a couple of things that I will throw out is, one, you do want to go with a reputable firm, a big-name firm, like a GoDaddy, a HostGator, a Bluehost, and there's a number of them out there. I really discourage anybody from hosting their website on, you know, Joe's backyard server or the one in his garage, because I have heard from clients horror stories about when they want to take their website somewhere else, it's being held hostage by Joe.
Oh.
Joe won't let it go. And it turns out that Joe actually owns the website and the domain name, not the person, not me, for instance, because they didn't know that what they were purchasing wasn't the domain. It was actually they purchased it for and registered it in their name, so they own it. So, you know, you really want to be careful of where you host your website. And a lot of people don't know that because they don't come from an IT background, and maybe they have a friend of a friend who said, hey, you should go with, you know, like I said, Joe has a couple in his garage, so on and so forth. Just, you know, better safe than sorry. Go with a well-known firm that you know, you own the domain, they just host it for you. And if you don't like them, you can move it somewhere else.
Now, a must, like you said, is you should own the domain name and not let mm-hmm. the host person. Now, you said, though, if they still host it, is there any other way to hold your website hostage if they don't own the domain name?
Well, if it's on the server in their backyard, they can just remove the server, which is where your website lives.
Oh, and then it's gone? It's just totally gone?
Uh-huh. Well, so think about it this way. So when you create a website, it actually exists on a box in what they call the cloud. So your website is actually on a very large piece of computer, if you will, in the cloud, because it's not located where you are. So let's say I decide to go through Joe in his backyard or his garage. He actually has a server that he has in his garage that he works on. So he has access to the physical server that my website is on. So if he decides that he wants to hold me hostage, he could just pull the plug and all of my files and all of my information is on that computer that he has physically in his possession.
So is there a way to get a backup copy of your website? Is there such a thing as that?
Yes. Yes, and if you do that, you can actually get some different tools. Like one of the very popular ones for WordPress sites is called Backup Buddy. you can actually back it up to a location on the cloud, in other words, away from that physical server somewhere else, and that way you have access to it.
Wow. Is that something you'd recommend for everyone, even with...
Oh, yes. Yes, and most reputable hosting companies, like I use HostGator, for instance, they automatically back up my system for me, so it's on the server, but I also use Backup Buddy, and I host it, and I have it somewhere else just in case, so I have an extra copy.
So Backup Buddy, so that's a software program?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a what they call a WordPress plugin, and it backs up not only the data, but it also backs up all the architecture files and the database, so all the pieces that actually make up your website from the back end.
And do you have to have cooperation with the hosting party to do that?
No, you can just do it right from within WordPress yourself.
Wow. So where do you get that software?
You can just go to, if you actually go to Google and type backupbuddy.com, it will take you to their website, and you have to pay for it. And I can't remember, I think it's like $97, but it's a one-time charge. You pay for it, you install it, you tell it what you're backing up and where you want to put the file when it's done. You can even email it to yourself if you want. And you tell it how often you want it to be backed up, and it does everything else for you.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so you said $97?
I think so. And you know what? Dave, I'm sitting in front of my computer, so let me have a look.
Oh, excellent. That's what I did with GoDaddy to see what name. RealHockeyTalk.com.
Yes.
Backup,
hold on, let me pull that up.
So BackupBuddy.com, and so anyone can do that. That's smart. Al, how do you guys do it? Do you back up automatically? Or?
Yes, and it's a trade secret. They have to call me
in order for in other words, my websites are probably backed up somewhere.
Yeah, they are, yes.
Of course. I agree with you, Susan, that, I mean, if you don't, like Al and Christian, I totally trust. I mean, you guys are so reputable, and I always say that.
Thank you.
No worries there at all. But sometimes, well, actually, my first web developer, they got divorced, and all of a sudden, I couldn't get in touch with them. And it was breaking down, and I didn't know what to do.
Yes.
It was horrible. And they called 6 months later and said, oh, I kept your website up, the wife did, and said, isn't that nice of me? And I go, well, not really, because you didn't. And you didn't, it's the first time you called me back in 6 months. That was a nightmare.
Yes.
It was a little shop. I mean, I'm not saying that's bad, but when something like that happens and they have no resources.
Yes.
It's done. I mean, what do you do?
I agree. That's a very good point to have a backup copy locally for each person should have. I'm just going to add on to what Susan was mentioning. When you register the domain, there are a couple different individuals that you can specify. There's an administrator. There's like an accounting. There's a tech contact. And so when someone registers that domain, you as the owner, you should be in there as one of the administrative and assign the tech to the hosting company. And that's that's kind of how we do it. And Susan can chime in if that's the way she recommends. That way the tech company or the web design company has access to it. They can make changes to the domain. They have, if something goes wrong, they have the authority to contact the hosting company and say, on behalf of the owner of this website, we have an issue. Can you remedy it? And it's documented, and the owner still has full control of the website, and the ability to make payments on it, ask questions, make changes. Susan,
I would agree wholeheartedly with what Al just said.
Great.
So that is so important. A lot of people don't know that. They just they get so excited about, oh, I get a website finally, and then they don't realize on the back end how there could be problems.
Correct.
Right.
Potentially, and the more you know, the more you know, the better off you are usually. And that's why this show is so valuable, because most people are not in the profession of website or IT, those type of things. And they shouldn't be. They should just do what they do well and leave it to the professionals like Al and Susan.
Correct.
That's very, very big. Now, Oh, Susan, did you find out anything?
Yes, I did. It is $75 for two sites. So in other words, you could back up two sites, two separate websites, and you pay a one-time fee of $75.
Wow, and you can back it up as many times as you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what three sites are?
Three sites? Okay, so here we go. I have it right in front of me. business is up to 10 is $100, and unlimited is $150.
That's pretty good, I would say,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very
wow,
reasonable.
Oh, that is...
It's a great tool, and... Just so you know, the actual website you go to is called iisanisaacthemes.com. But if you were to Google Backup Buddy, it would take you there as well.
Oh, okay. Do that again. I is in my
Isaac.
Last name. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Themes. themes.com.
Oh, nice. Wow, this is great. And then when you get there, do you have to know how to get to your website, though, on the back end?
Well, basically what you'd have to do is you would purchase it, and then you would have to install it in the back end of your WordPress, which is fairly simple. It's a plugin. So once you log into the back end of WordPress, you would just go to plugins, and you would say add new. And what happens is when you purchase it, it just downloads a zip file, and you would simply upload that zip file into WordPress, and it'll do the rest.
Wow, pretty cool. All right, I'm going to call Christian on that one. Okay, so... Yep. That will make it easier, or Al will do it. So that is very, very cool stuff. Let's take another quick break. Wow, time's just flying.
Doesn't it?
It is.
Can
it's
you
flying.
Believe it? Flying by. And, of course, this is a Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 3. Net One Services starring Al Fulton. Our special guest, Susan Marchand, the Techie Mentor. And we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hey. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and every fourth Monday from 2 to 3, it is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, Net One Services, with special guest today, Susan Marichon, the Techie Mentor. Susan, I love the name, the Techie Mentor.
Well, thank you. And before I forget, my husband has asked me to tell you that my last name is Marichon.
Marichon.
Yes.
Wow, where did we get the other one?
That's all right. I think because last time I was on, there was a gentleman whose name was almost the same as mine.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering that.
Yes, and I think
that's
so
Christian,
like,
Marichon.
There you go. He goes, no, he goes, you need to tell him it's Marichon. So, honey, I just told him it's Marichon.
Are you calling me honey? Oh, you're calling your husband.
My husband's
honey.
Listening.
I know, I'm just teasing. All right, so we got Christian Marichon, right?
Uh-huh. You got
and
it.
And we have Susan Marichon.
There you go.
Thank wow. You. What do you think of that, Al?
You got it.
All right, you repeat it after me now.
It's Marichon is Christian's last name,
yeah.
And Marichon is Susan's last name.
Wow, we did it.
All
right.
We did it.
I was wondering about that as I was. I go, that sounds a lot like Christian's name.
Yes.
He's probably driving in right now because he'll be up at 3, and he's probably laughing hysterically.
That's true.
So, anyway, so let's get back to what we were talking about. That was a great advice, the backupbuddy.com, iThemes.com, directly right there to install up to 2. Well, you can actually unlimited websites, but $75 for 2 sites. That's very important, as you described. Now, let's keep going on, however, and at 2:45, I believe, we will have
a special guest.
A very special guest that everyone wants to stay in tune to hear what's going on. Anyway, so once you get your website, what are some of the other things that you'd highly recommend to businesses, whether they're just starting, where they want to improve? What would be next?
What would be next? Okay. After your website, and as I mentioned, you know, your free offer, you'd really want to have your social media profiles. And really, I think the key ones are the 3 big ones, which would be Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. You'd want to get those set up, and you'd want to start having conversations, not selling. Conversations.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. So when you say conversation, what do you mean? I think I know on Twitter, but why don't you explain what is some of the things, the do's and don'ts of, let's say, using Twitter or maybe Facebook?
Okay, so the last thing you want to do is immediately start selling whatever it is, your product or service is. Most people don't want, first of all, aren't going to buy something from someone they don't know. You have to build that, you know, like, and trust factor. They have to get to know you, and one of the best ways to get to know you is to have a conversation, right? So, you know, put something out there that you want feedback from your followers. Ask a question. You know, put some motivating quotes or statements out there. And, you know, just if people like it or respond, start a conversation with them. And you'd be surprised how quickly you build a following.
So what could people expect if they do this? How quickly can you build a following, for example, on either Twitter and Facebook? What would you do? You do certain conversations, 3-4 times a day, perhaps?
Yes. Okay. So there's a couple things. One, you know, social media can be a huge time consumer. You can get addicted. So you really want to schedule time to go in and do conversations. Don't spend hours, because you'll look up and all of a sudden an hour's gone by, you've been on Facebook, and that's not very productive. So what you really want to do is schedule time in your calendar a few times a day to go in and answer anybody who's had a conversation with you. And the best way to start followers, if you will, is, again, by following others. You know, you can obviously start with your friends and family and maybe some coworkers or people that you've met networking. And, you know, maybe start asking them about what they do or, you know, what challenges they have in business, to see how you could maybe offer some advice or give them something of value in return. One of the things I say that you don't want to do is, for instance, on Twitter, you know, a lot of people say, okay, well, you can buy, you know, 1,000 followers from me. But the key here is is you probably just don't want anybody following you. It's just like when you do networking, right? If you're talking to people who aren't in your ideal or target market, it's great to make networking, but that may not be where you want to spend all of your time, because what you're looking for is people who really need what you have to offer.
That makes sense. Target your audience. Now, so for example, so on Facebook, well, what can someone expect then? So let's say you go on a few times a day, you schedule time for the social media, you're on Facebook. What would be a good number of followers or and likes of a business page?
Well, and that really depends. Now, a business page, you know, Facebook keeps changing the way they do their, I guess you want to say do their business. Because now with your Facebook pages, when you post something, it's not visible to everybody. It's only visible to certain people. And there's an algorithm that figures all that out in the back end. And a lot of times you're not privy to who it's showing to your list. So, for instance, if you have a Facebook page and you were to go out there, you would see that it would say in whatever you posted, you know, 8 people saw this or 10 people saw this. So a very small amount of people are actually seeing what's posted on that page unless you pay for it. Because you can pay for it, and we'll go to everybody on that who likes your page.
And how do you pay for it?
You have to, you know what? That's a good question. There's a feature that Facebook rolled out about, I would say, 4 or 5 months ago. And it's, I think it's called a, you know what? I'll have to look. But it's a certain type of post where you actually have to pay to have it posted to go to everybody who's following you on your page. That's not a personal page. That's a business page.
Oh, a business page. And is it worth it to get more visibility?
I guess it would depend on what you're trying to do. You know, if you're really trying to sell a service or sell a product, you might think about taking out an ad instead. A Facebook ad is very cost-effective and really does create a lot of following for you. So you can actually go in and say, okay, I only want to spend, you know, $5 a day. And what it will do is it will put your ad on certain pages depending on the criteria you've set for that. And then when it reaches $5 of so-called click-throughs, then it will stop and it will be posted the next day. So you can really budget your dollars by using a Facebook ad.
And ads actually will increase followers or?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, well.
People will click on the ad and they'll go to find out what you're selling. And if it's something of interest, maybe they don't need it today, but they will go back and find out about you and like your page.
Oh, it's in your target audience too. Or you could do an ad that says, I suspect, you know, we'll give this away if you like our page.
Yeah, you bet. People do that all the time. So, I mean, there's a couple different ways, but if you're looking not to spend any money, the best thing to do is share posts from other people and like their stuff. And, it's a give-and-take relationship. So if you share what others have posted, they're most likely to do the same for you. And that goes with Twitter as well.
Wow, pretty cool. Al, do you do a lot of that stuff on Facebook?
I do.
Oh, what happened to your mic? Tommy, Mr. Tommy. Mike, what are you? You're on mic 3. There you are.
I'm here.
You moved.
I did.
I saw you moved from mic 2 to mic 3.
Tommy.
Lucky your name's on mic.
Tommy must have blinked. He didn't see me. Yes, I use Facebook for that as well. I did the same this morning, and that's how I knew our special guest was on TV this morning.
Wow, that's how?
That's how, yes.
Wow.
Facebook.
That is very, very, very cool. So, yeah, that's real important. So it's a lot of stuff, but it doesn't take all day to do this. It just takes allocating your time. And I think the key word, I'm going to throw it out, and Al and Susan, you comment on it, consistency.
Yes, it is important. It's almost like if sent out a Christmas card or, you know, a holiday card, and the next year you didn't, the next year you didn't, and then out of the blue you send another one. The person is going, on the other end, the receiving end, is going to think that they're what they're doing or saying or their existence is not that important. So same thing with Facebook. It's that consistency. It's almost like building a friendship online.
Wow, I better get going on that. sometimes I'm not on Facebook for days, weeks.
Yeah, I feel neglected.
Oh, no. Look what I've done, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Susan Mershon. How did that sound?
Got it.
All right, we did it. Al Fulton's here, Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services, and we will have a special guest calling in just, they're calling in right now, right after this break.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac every fourth Monday from 2 to 3. It is Al Fulton, Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services. Special guest on the phone, Susan Mershon, the techie mentor. Joining us in studio is none other than Christian Marison and a great, great web guy, no question. Of course, you know Al very well.
Yes.
And we're having a party here. Welcome, Christian.
Well, it's good to be back, and it's good to see that you can pronounce
my
name.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting Mershon. I was getting all confused, but then we have another guest, our special guest, another special guest, I should say, a surprise guest, and I know how to pronounce her name, too, although it's not easy. NetworkingPhoenix.com, Gelly Eckenblit. Gelly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wow. It's been a long time, but I hear a lot of changes in your life.
Just a few.
Well, good. So, of course, your signature events are off the charts. Excellent stuff. One's coming up, isn't it?
One is coming up, yep, next Monday. It's February 4th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Talking Stick Resort.
Oh, and that's such a beautiful resort, I got to tell you, the Talking Stick. As I walk through the parking lot, I do hear sticks talking to me. That's the beauty of this whole thing. No, just kidding. But you always get a large turnout at that beautiful resort. What are you expecting again? Maybe 1,000, 1,200, maybe 1,500?
Yeah, we typically expect anywhere between, 1,200 to 1,500. The thing is, not everybody's there at the same time. People filter in and out. So, because sometimes when I tell people we get about 1,500, they get this, scared look on their face. But, you're not there to meet all 1,500 people, and they're not all there at the same time. So it just creates a very casual, social atmosphere for business and professional networking.
I can attest to that. Hi, Gelly. This is Al.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm great.
Well, I replied via Facebook, and I mentioned on the show that I use Facebook, and that's how I caught your show or your segment on the show at Channel 15 this morning at 9:35 sharp.
Yep.
And so using Facebook, that's what our discussion was just before you came on air, and Facebook to reply to the invitation so that you can and you and your staff have an idea of how many visitors will attend the show. And Dave and I were discussing we will both be there again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, Facebook is a great tool. And I'm sorry I missed the conversation prior to this, but yeah, Facebook is amazing for many different reasons. I mean, it's just a great way. You know what? I mean, I love to tell, I'll just share this tiny bit of how I use it for networking. But, because when you connect with people face-to-face, it's just very different than connecting with them online. But after you meet somebody face-to-face, it's very difficult to, keep in touch with them, in a sense of, having coffee with them constantly or, meeting up. So once you meet somebody, it's great if you can connect with them on Facebook, because then you can get to know each other better, through Facebook, and it just creates for more of a real relationship. And so when you're when you're actually looking to have a business relationship, the first person that will come to mind is, who am I friends with on Facebook? Because there's this big paradigm shift that's happening right now in the networking world. So I don't know. I just like to share that with people. So I thought I'd throw it out there.
By the way, Gail, this is Christian Mirasan. What I wanted to say is that last year we said that, social media is still in its infancy. It's still beginning. Well, actually, statistics are showing now that that's gone. It's so widespread and so used at this point that it's become not an option to use it. It's sort of you have to. It's really here to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I tell people, if my mom is on Facebook and she can figure it out, so can the rest of you. because my mom is, and literally my mom is really only on there to keep up with me and my brother, and it's funny because I'll call her to give her an update on something, and she's like, I know, I saw your Facebook. And it's the funniest thing, because I can't imagine just, even a few months ago, I couldn't even imagine having that conversation with my mom. But yeah, she keeps tabs with me through Facebook.
It's amazing what you can find out. I have to admit, I don't go on Facebook all that much. I got so much going on with the radio show. We're on 5 days a week now, but I get relatives and friends calling me, and they go, "Oh, I didn't know your son was sick." I go, "Well, how do you know?" I don't even know. It was on Facebook. I mean, people post everything on. It seems like on Facebook. Let's bring Susan Mershon in. Did I do that right? Yes, I did. Mershon.
You got it.
So, wow, this is a challenge with all these names there, except for Fulton. Al, you got a good name. That's all I could say. Susan, let's join the conversation. Connecting on Facebook, what Gelly said, made a lot of sense. I usually write emails, nice meeting you, but it sounds like that's okay, but also connect through Facebook. Maybe, next thing you know, you can have another friend to your Facebook page.
Yes, and hi, Gelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Susan. It's good to catch up with you here.
I know. It's been a while. So to address your question, Dave, I recommend that whenever you go to a networking event, like I'll be at the Networking of Phoenix event on Monday as well, I recommend reaching out to everybody you meet through social media, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Twitter, or whether it's Facebook, and I actually do all three, because you can, as Gelly said, continue that conversation, get to know them better, because, you may not have a whole lot of time to get to know them at the event that you're at. So this will, as she said, take it to the next level.
One quick thing that I wanted to say, and this is actually based on personal experience. I went to New Year's and, everybody took pictures and they were great pictures, but, they're not the kind of pictures that I'll probably put on Facebook. What I want to say is, make sure that whatever you put on Facebook, you're really careful about, because those are the kind of things that will stay there and they become public and they become part of your image. So I just want to say, be careful with your privacy, because you can be, if you're not careful, you can really blow it out of proportion.
As well as what you say about other people.
Right.
Absolutely. Oh,
so there's some definite rules of etiquette.
That is correct.
Wow. And I also heard about this. We only have maybe 4 minutes left in the show, but I also heard perhaps that employers are looking at things on Facebook as part of their criteria of hiring. Who wants to comment on that?
Actually, that was one of the things that my comment was based on, is the fact that now your life is not – I mean, it's private, sure, but it's technically not private. People can look at your profile and judge you based on what you have on there, and employers are doing that quite often today.
Wow, that's something you just can't – once it's there, right? You can't get it probably off the computer. And Al is, VIP days. Is that what you're pointing to?
No,
he's pointing to coaching. The techie mentor. Yes. Susan, tell us about coaching.
Oh, okay. So I just have redone my website, which I was so proud of. But I am starting to offer technology coaching. Well, really, I should say business technology coaching, working with people who are either in the startup phase of their online business or are still in the first few years, really working with them to get an understanding of, what we were talking about today. And we just talked about one part of it. There's so much more that needs to go in when you're creating an online business. And, you maybe know the business side of things, but as I mentioned, a lot of people get so overwhelmed with the technology side of things. So really helping people understand what they need technology-wise, depending on where they are in their business.
Wow, that's important. I always believe, and let's ask Ellie this question too. When you start a business, I always think it's important to have an attorney, a CPA, and these days a coach. Ellie, how do you see that?
I think it's very important to align yourself with people that will propel you forward. And I can tell you, when I was launching Networking Phoenix, and truly, it wasn't just Networking Phoenix. It was more of launching Gelly into this entire entrepreneurship world, because it is a whole other world. I definitely had a coach, and, there's a lot of things to work through, not just on the business side, but on the personal side, because at some point you can't be a successful entrepreneur if your life is a complete mess. And not saying my life was a complete mess or anybody else's, but you just have to be so aligned and in tune with what you're doing, because the entrepreneurial journey is not an easy one. So I'm a big believer in building out your team, and if you can give yourself that foundation right when you start, I think you're just going to be that much more successful. And Susan actually teaches classes for our Passport program, and I love what she teaches, and she always has the best feedback. I mean, people email me and tell me how amazing she is. So, I mean, I'm here to tell everyone, if Susan's doing it, sign up. She's very good with what she does.
That is
so
cool.
Thank you, Kelly.
That is a great testimonial, no doubt. And we only have a minute left, so let's start with Kelly again, February 4th, Talking Stick, right? Your next signature event. What time?
6 to 9 p.m. In the conference room, and they can find everything on networkingphoenix.com.
Excellent. Well, Kelly Eckenblit, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to see you next Monday then.
Sounds good. I'll see you all there.
All right.
See you there. Thank you.
Thank you. And Susan Mershon, Techie Mentor, how do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is you can go to the techiementor.com and you'll find my contact information. Or if you like, you can just email me at susan@thetechiementor.com.
Thank you so much, Susan. Always a pleasure having you on. You have such great information. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. Thanks again.
See you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And we'll stay tuned at 3. Al, are you going to stay and join us, or what do we got going?
I am.
All right.
We got some very cool stuff coming up.
I can't wait. We're going to talk about what, technology? And
like cool gadgets and like James Bond stuff.
Oh, James Bond?
Not quite, but that direction.
Maybe the James Bond models.
Okay.
Sure. I just promise that.
Yeah, that's great. I just have to say this. See you on the flip side.
All right. We'll be right back at 3.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222. And our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions. real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.